You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. As cities and counties focus their attention on containing the spread of COVID-19, the Bay Area's homeless population continues to face the daily challenges of survival. In Fremont, a conflict between homeless residents, their supporters, and the city is playing out on a mile-long stretch of industrial road next to the 880 freeway, right on the doorstep of tech giants like Seagate and Tesla. The shoulder of Cato Road has become home to a large number of people living in RVs. Now the city's ordering them to leave and placing boulders in their place. In February, KALW's Christopher Agusa followed one resident as she grappled with her next move.
Lynn Shipman and her boyfriend live in their RV along Cato Road in Fremont. When I meet her, she immediately invites me in.
You want a snack?
I think I'm okay.
Are you hungry?
I'm all right. It's pretty roomy in here. You got some space.
Yeah.
Inside, it looks like a mini botanical garden.
And I'm a plant lover, as you can tell. I just love them. They're beautiful. They make great air. And it keeps any building or house from smelling. Yeah. They're air plants. You get them at Home Depot, you just spray them with water every few days. They're cool.
Lynn is in her 40s. She's sharp and quick to laugh. She's called this area home for the past 3 months.
So I thought it was been going pretty good. I mean, everybody minds their own business.
They're surrounded by other RVs, semi-trucks, and cars that stretch out in a long, haphazard line. A nearby chain-link fence is the only thing separating them from the traffic of 880. Across the street stands Tesla's corporate office building. Fremont's plan to move people out while moving boulders in, it comes as a big emotional blow. Only a few years ago, Lynn was living under a broken-down school bus.
And then we graduated to a broken-down taco truck, and then we bought our first camper, and then now we have this camper.
So once they made it out here, it felt like their hard work had paid off. Lynn got a job as a painter's assistant. She says they were finally starting to feel stable. Lynn and I step outside, and I ask her what she thinks about Fremont's new policy.
We only need... 22 feet? Good grief.
She says they haven't heard from the city directly.
That blinking sign right down the road, that's all we know. That's all we know.
Lynn's talking about an electronic traffic sign, which she says appeared about a week earlier. It's a giant, flashing reminder that their time is almost up.
We're supposed to be gone by tomorrow. I'm guessing that I'm going to go farther up 880 and pick an exit and try someplace else. But I'm waiting until the very last minute, as you've noticed.
Lynn offers to introduce me to some other folks who live along Cato Road. We walk to another RV with an oversized American flag hung from its side. A young guy in his 30s named Mike the Kid lives here. As we walk up, he's squatted over a white-colored board, applying paint with a rubber spatula. All around him are pieces of abstract art leaning up against the side of his RV.
What can you tell me about your art?
Love doing it. In my life, art is kind of just there for me.
As Mike and I talk, two employees from Abode Services, a homeless outreach organization, walk up and ask Mike how he's doing. They give him a bag of items before moving on to the next vehicle.
Yeah, socks, a little beef jerky in there.
Yeah, a little, I love socks. They should have put underwear in there, too.
Yeah, right.
And a toothbrush. No, I'm like, they didn't put this, they didn't put that. Like, no.
I say goodbye to him and Lynn and let them know I'll follow up with them next week. Organizations like Abode, the one that stopped by Mike's RV, are working on building affordable housing, but most of those projects are years away. Then there are immediate services for people living on the street. But this group, people like Lynn and Mike, they don't really fall into either category. They're finding a way to make it work. What they're missing is a place to park. Fremont says parking there is a problem, though. And it doesn't have to do with people being homeless.
I wanted to address last week's event on Cato Road and the conditions that led to them.
That's Fremont Mayor Lily May at a city council meeting in mid-February. She says there are plenty of good reasons to stop people from parking and living there, like high-speed traffic on Cato Road and the freeway. Remember, Lynn's RV is right next to both.
The intent is to prevent all parking, primarily because of the unsafe conditions that exist on that street.
She also says that the land along Cato Road is zoned as industrial, which means that there could be hazardous materials there. Fremont wouldn't return my calls for this story. When the news broke about this so-called boulder policy, the outcry against it was loud and immediate. Online groups began posting, and people showed up at city council meetings to protest. Here's Fremont resident Denise Boland.
We say, well, we put the boulders there to keep people safe. But that's not the truth. The truth is we moved people before we had a solution.
For many, the city's response symbolizes a struggle with its collective conscience. Like in 2016, Fremont voted to sign something called the Compassionate Cities Charter. Among other things, the charter calls for the city to treat every human being with justice, equity, and respect. The council cited it when they approved a homeless navigation center last year. But residents say it feels decidedly uncompassionate to force homeless residents of the Cato Road area out, especially when Fremont has no safe parking locations available. And then there are the boulders themselves. Fremont says boulders are cost-effective, and with a starting price tag of $2,500, that's true. But boulders act as a symbol of callousness for many community members. Using them to deter homeless leads to controversy regardless of the city. It happened in Los Angeles.
Tonight, a battle against homeless camps in the LA neighborhood of Angelino Heights.
In Portland.
It's been an ongoing battle in the Goose Hollow neighborhood.
And most recently in San Francisco by anonymous citizens.
There is no end in sight for the battle of large boulders in one San Francisco neighborhood.
So in response to this reaction, Fremont put out a press release. It turns out the city is moving forward in phases, and Lynn's area is phase two, which means she has some extra time before she's forced to move. I want to catch her before she leaves, so I go back to visit Lynn the following week. When I see her this time, she has the attitude and countenance of a resistance fighter. The phase one boulders are already in place in a section near where she lives. My first thought is that I'm not even sure I'd call them boulders.
Those are little tiny rocks. I mean you could just roll them out of the way.
She shows me what she's been up to, making protest signs. Five or six of them are sitting around her little front yard area. They're lettered in bright blue and white, painted on big pieces of cardboard. The one she's just finishing says, "Love your neighbor, Tesla."
If they can hang it fine, I can do it fine.
She hangs them from the same big blinking sign that's telling them to move. She says they keep getting taken down, but she keeps putting them back up. Even though it's the city of Fremont requiring them to leave, Lynn still places much of the blame on Tesla. She says employees sometimes watch her while she hangs her signs. Tesla also did not return my request for comment. Lynn puts the final touches on her sign, and I follow her as she goes to hang it on the electronic traffic sign. As we walk, a car honks from the freeway.
Oh, and people honk when they drive by.
What do you think that means?
Hello? We hear you?
We hear you.
Yeah.
Here's the sign.
Yep. Poke two holes in the top and string it from the bottom of their sign.
Okay.
Lynn reaches into her pocket.
When you don't have a lot of money, use anything you can for, like, rubber bands or...
After she strings it up, we step back to take in her handiwork.
What do you think?
I wish it was bigger.
How big would you make it?
Same size as this, as theirs.
How does it make you feel to see this hung up there?
A little better, because then I'm not just a pansy.
For now, Lynn says she'll comply with whatever orders the city gives, but she'll continue doing what she can to be heard.
I stand resolute. I have to say something back to them.
As we turn to walk back to her RV, Lynn looks defiant, but I can see the weight of this daily struggle play across her face. For now, Lynn is still parking along Cato Road. Fremont changed its position shortly after the backlash and is holding off on placing more boulders. The council plans to look at safe parking sites in the city before moving forward. The effects of Phase 1 are currently under review. In Fremont, I'm Christopher Agusa for Cross Currents.
Christopher is a fellow in the KELW Audio Academy program. Now, since he reported that story, so much has happened in the last few weeks with the coronavirus and the unhoused population. We reached out to Lynn recently by phone to see how she's doing. She's still parked on Cato Road and says she hasn't heard from the city since the shelter-in-place orders began. She's since lost her job as a painter's assistant, but says she's all stocked up on food and supplies.